U.S. President Barack Obama has defended the use of assassination drones on Muslim countries as a just war. Obama made those comments during a long speech at the U.S. National Defense University in Washington. He also claimed the strikes have been effective in targeting militants and have made America safe. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he is determined to continue fighting terrorism. He said Damascus will also embrace a political approach to end the two-year conflict. Assad made those remarks during a meeting with a Tunisian delegation. This comes as Syrian troops continue advancing in different parts of the country. The International Monetary Fund chief is to appear before a French court over fraud charges on Friday. Christine Lagarde was earlier grilled by prosecutors for several hours. The court wants Lagarde to explain how she settled a row in 2007 that ended with a compensation payout to a controversial business leader. Britain's Muslim Public Affairs Committee has condemned Wednesday's killing of a British soldier in London. The group, however, blames the violence partly on the British foreign policy. This after two attackers reportedly butchered an off-duty British soldier near a military barracks. The Arab League says it will offer proposals to the UN Security Council to ensure that the planned international meeting on Syria would bear results. The proposals include the formation of a temporary national unity government and deployment of UN peacekeeping forces in Syria to guarantee stability during a transitional period. A huge fire at a fuel depot near the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro has forced some locals to evacuate. Local media have reported loud blasts before the blaze. The fire spread to nearby homes and firefighters are still working to contain it. There's no word on the cause of the fire. U.S. officials say the recent tornado, which hit the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, has damaged 1,200 homes and affected 33,000 people. Governor Mary Fallon said 24 people died and over 370 more were also injured. The powerful twister struck the mainly residential city of 56,000 on Monday. Violent protests hit the south of the Swedish capital for the fifth night in a row. At least six cars have been torched in a Stockholm suburb. The violence reportedly broke out over police killing of an elderly man last week. The Swedish Prime Minister, Fredrik Reinfeldt, has urged calm.